Living Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of best lifers shared their stories.
Wait. What is this best lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start best lifing.
Hello and welcome to the Best Lifing Show with Be Unique Radio Station. My name is Emily. And today I am joined with Best Lifer Kyle.
What's up? I'm Best Lifer Kyle. I do things. It's great.
All right. So as everyone knows, I am the yoga guru and operations manager at Best Lifing. And Kyle?
I am a mineral balancing practitioner, changing lives left and right and doing yogic techniques to enlighten the soul and uplift the mind and all other cool stuff.
Oh, I just love that for you. So let's get to today's topic. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about realizing your value and self-worth.
Ooh, okay. So self-worth, that's a really great topic I think a lot of people can relate to. I think it's definitely something that people struggle with, right? Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like most people I talk to, if they at least acknowledge it, they'll have like this limiting belief stuck deep inside their psyche of like, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, no, I definitely know that for a while I struggled with self-worth. You know, I didn't, you know, really realize, you know, what my potential was and what I was capable of, sadly. But, you know, once you get out of your head and start to, you know, try new things that you're scared of, it's like really enlightening, right?
Yeah, it's definitely game changing because it's like there's like this positive feedback loop that starts. You know, you do one little thing of like, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and you're like, wow, I can't believe I accomplished that. And then your kind of your value and self-worth starts to grow as you continue taking on challenge after challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why here at Best Lifing, part of our coaching process, our one-on-one coaching, is that we not only set these big dreams, but we also like set these very, very small actions to start getting the momentum going.
Exactly. They're obtainable, right? Something that's within your grasp. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you want to start, you know, running marathons, but we're not going to make you start running marathons right away. We're going to make you, you know, maybe run a quarter of a mile to start with.
Well, it depends. I don't know. Some people can handle it. But for the most part, I mean, things like making your bed in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like it's nothing, but it can really like create a nice little momentum in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Know?
So to you, Kyle, how would you define self-worth?
That's a great question. Self-worth to me is confidence in one's own worth and abilities, probably like self-respect. In general, it just means that you can show up, right? When you get thrown an opportunity or a challenge, like you can rise to meet it, right? For me, that is self-worth. I think the opposite of it is doubt, right? Mm-hmm. Doubt where like we get in our own way. Right?
Absolutely.
And we don't want to try to accomplish what we're capable of because we're afraid, we don't feel we're good enough, we feel we're going to fail. And these are all really just thoughts, right? Yeah. Holding us back from true self-worth.
I remember when I was auditioning for cheer and we had an interview, right? And they ask us, they're like, what is your biggest weakness? And I remember answering, it was like a panel interview, so there was multiple people there. I was like, self-doubt. For the longest time, I wanted to audition for the team, but I was terrified. I had never thought I was ever going to make it. And that's really, you know, my limiting beliefs from stopping me from, you know, reaching my full potential. But like, I just got to the point where I was like, you know, what do I have to lose? Like, if I don't make it, then whatever. But if I do, then this is going to be like the best journey of a lifetime. And when I said self-doubt, everyone just looked at me and they're like, wow, she's so honest. And I'm like, hey, like you asked a question. I'm sorry. I'm a very honest person in general. Like I'm a very open book. So, but you know, at the same time, they appreciated that about me because they like...
authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but then they also appreciated that I showed up with, you know, knowing that I had that mentality.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, I think when you like share your story, not just like your results, which is what we do on Instagram and stuff, always show the results and flex super hard about it. We also show how we got there.
Yeah.
Show a little human part about it. I think it makes it a lot more like...
absolutely.
Inspiring.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. So like for me, I have done like multiple little things that have helped build my self-worth. Like, I mean, not only seeing a therapist, but like just an array of things in general, like, you know, being more consistent with my yoga practice, mm-hmm. more than anything, mm-hmm. like spending time for myself mm-hmm. and, you know, meditating and practicing mindfulness mm-hmm. is something that has really, you know, just helped me as a person in general. Can you relate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really think the core of what you're saying is like the consistency, mm-hmm. right? So like, there was a tendency I used to have of like getting into something and just kind of giving up as it started getting really hard or whatever. Right. But a while ago I kind of had a shift of mentality of like, you know, it really shouldn't matter how I'm feeling that day. I still have to show up for some things. You know what I mean? And that mm-hmm. is when you stop identifying with how you feel, right? That is a very freeing thing. 'Cause now you're like, it doesn't matter what happens. You have this like commitment that you're still going to make it happen no matter what.
Right.
It's very, very empowering, and it definitely feeds into your self-worth, because then you start feeling more and more resilient. It doesn't matter if you're feeling sad one day, tired one day. Of course, within reasonable measure, we take care of ourselves and stuff, but you're still going to show up. You're still going to make stuff happen.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
I think something, you know, that is also super helpful in like realizing or, you know, developing your self-worth is to, you know, hone in on like your strengths, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you are good at something and you do it consistently, like you are saying, you're going to get more confident about it. You're going to feel better about yourself about it. And it's just going to like boost your ego in the best kind of way.
For sure. I mean, what's wrong with boosting the ego a little bit, right?
I love an ego boost. Don't get me wrong. Compliments. You can give me compliments all day, every day. And I'll just sit there and flip my hair. Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, for me, there's, I like to do things with like a sense of devotion too.
Absolutely. Right?
And so it's like, even though like the ego boost feels nice, it's like my ego is still like trying to serve something greater, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, right? And that's a more esoteric thing. But for me, that little shift of mentality in the back of my mind, I'm not just always doing it for myself, mm-hmm. but I'm really just doing it for like others and life itself, serve humanity, is it really like invigorates me. It really makes me feel a lot more like I want to do this, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's been a key to, like, self-worth and growth as well.
And you know? I feel like that feeling of, I want to do this, is what is growing your self-worth. You're getting excited about it. You're devoting your life and something to it. So it's, like, just making you as a person feel better. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's huge. And going back to what you were saying, too, it's, like, honing in on your strengths, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people will maybe, like, not really know what their strengths are, mm-hmm. right? And I actually think that's just because they haven't tried enough things to know what their strengths are. Because they're afraid because they have, you know,
limiting doubt, beliefs.
Self, yeah, exactly. And that's why I do really encourage, and I know this from like a couple life coaches that I've like interacted with. They always talk about just trying a lot of different things, you know, to really like find what you're passionate about and stick with it, you know, stick with it for a while and just see if you like it. And then really getting good at something is just such a way to like feel so like confident in your body, you know?
Right, absolutely. But at the same time, how we're talking about, you know, honing in on your strengths, if you have something that you're not good at, like turn that into a strength, right? Devote yourself to it, spend time on it. Like for me with dancing, I tell people all the time, they're like, wow, like you're on your fourth season with the team. I'm like, they're like, you're so good. Like, you must have been so good the whole time. I'm like, no, girl, or no, dude, or whatever gender you associate with. Oh, maybe Caesar. I should. I'm like, no, like, you should have seen me my first season. I was a train wreck. I was so bad. But, you know, the more time you devote to something, no matter what it is, you're going to get better at it, right?
If you really love it, like, no matter what, you'd still mm-hmm. keep it going. And then this whole mentality shift of like turning failures, quote unquote failures, into like learning opportunities also changes the game.
Exactly. Because
now it's like you're always getting better. That's why I like to think of like perfection isn't like a place, it's mm-hmm. a process you're Ooh, working towards.
I love that.
Yeah. But going on the turning weaknesses into strengths, right? So like that's part of being like a well-rounded person for sure. Mm-hmm. Like for example, when I used to play soccer, if I were just to like constantly focus on my right leg and like certain aspects of my game and neglect like my left leg, my defending abilities, whatever, then I just become kind of like unbalanced, right? And mm-hmm. I think part of living a fulfilling life is balance, you know?
Absolutely. Alignment.
Yeah, for sure. But But yeah, so a question for you now, Emily. So Joey's asking the questions. How do you give yourself some love, right?
Okay, so I think something that comes, you know, with self-worth is giving yourself some time for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Realizing that, hey, I need a break. Hey, I need, you know, some time to go hang out with my friends. It's really just about, you know, devoting time for yourself and the things that you love to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I love taking bubble baths. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. It's my me time. People know, my mom, my sister, if I'm dating a guy at the time, they know. If I'm in the bath, do not call me. Do not talk to me. Do not talk through the door. Don't say anything to me. Leave me alone. That's my me time. And I'm just chilling, relaxing, maxing all cool. But at the same time, like, I love to spend time with my friends. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, you know, is really just important for me. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I couldn't agree more. These like self-love rituals, which includes our like yoga routines, and it includes our like the way we eat, and then the way we like, also the way I think we like organize our space. So if we like, a form of self-love, I feel, is to like keep your space clean. So keeping your car clean, yeah, keeping your room clean. It's definitely, it does some weird thing to like your mind where you just feel like more
at peace, you know, right? Yeah. If my room is a disaster and I walk in, it's like immediate anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I have to go home right now to pack for a trip, and I know it's a disaster in there. It's a complete disaster because I haven't had the time to devote to myself, to, you know, just spend time on myself, unfortunately. But that's my own fault because I have a really busy schedule. But at the same time, I completely agree with you. Keeping a clean space just clears your head, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you have this sanctuary to come back to, you know? Mm-hmm. And part of, like, I think this self-love also, like, ties into, like, you know, proper rest and, like, managing your energy. Because when you have, like, a place you can retire to and relax, and you also have like a great foundation in your lifestyle through like diet and your meditation practice and all that, like, this spills out into like your career and your relationships like so much, you know, and your self-worth will be like built upon that, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean?
100%. I completely agree. And something else that's really important with self-worth, I don't know about you, Kyle, but before I realized, you know, my self-worth and my like self-value of myself and realized that I needed, you know, more inner love, I had this really bad inner critic in my head. Mm-hmm. She was very rude. She's very, you know, not nice to me. And that was, you know, one of the hardest things for myself to get rid of.
For sure. And there's that's a very kind of esoteric, like even spiritual topic, because from a yogic perspective, like, we are not our minds, right? Mm-hmm. We are not our bodies. We're not our minds. And we often attach to like that personal critic and thinks, or that inner critic, and think it's ours, right? Mm-hmm. Think it's everything it's saying might be true, you know?
Yeah.
But like throwing a little skepticism there, right? And being like, I don't really have to listen to all the doubts floating through my minds. Mm-hmm. Is part of the process to like transcend that mind and make your mind your friend again. So, but the inner critic, nowadays, most people have it bad. Imposter syndrome, for example, that's huge.
What is imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome essentially is feeling like you're an imposter no matter how good you are, right? Mm. So some people at like very high level executives, my dad, for example, is one of them, very high level executive. And he like jokes around with like imposter syndrome, how like there is a part of him that always feels like he's not good enough. Right? Always feels like he's an imposter here, even though he has all the skills and qualifications to do it, right? And so that's the little nagging part of us that's trying to make us doubt. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to give in to it.
No. Know? Yeah, I guess it's kind of difficult to believe sometimes that, you know, you're good enough for what you're doing because you're always just looking for the next best thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's part of our culture. I mean, we're like programmed to look for the next best thing, next best car, next best cowboy boots, right? Next, the next best laptop, and God only knows what else, right? But there's a missing feeling of like contentment.
Yeah. Right?
And there's it's a weird balance, right? Because can you be content like where you are, but at the same time still have the drive to move forward, right?
That's a really good question. going back on what you said, something along the lines of, like, that your brain invents things.
Elaborate a little bit. Like, in how our minds will tell us, like, lies.
Yes, thing. Exactly.
Yeah. It's really weird because, again, we often nowadays take our minds personally. Mm-hmm. But these thoughts may not even be from us, right? Yeah. They may have been planted a while ago from advertising. They could have been planted by, it's like the whole childhood trauma stuff, right? Maybe some experience made you believe something that is not necessarily the case. Maybe someone told you something that you believed and you carried it with you your whole time. It's a relationship. Who knows? But, like, it's not necessarily the truth, all the stuff that flows through our minds. So why is it that we have the best performance when we're fully engaged with something and our mind kind of, like, shuts off?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So I definitely feel like I've said this on a podcast before, but I just want to reiterate this. This is one of my favorite quotes. I literally keep it in the notes of my phone. Your brain actually invents illogical reasons for you to suddenly be suffering so much.
Oof. Oof. Get some snaps on that.
Yeah.
That's powerful, yeah.
You need to realize that you're, like, when you are doubting yourself and when you are pulling yourself into a, like, dark place and you're devaluizing your self-worth, a lot of the times, like, whatever it is your brain is telling you is not even true. It's not even factual. Mm-hmm. And you need to realize that it's illogical and that it's not you, and you need to, you know, find ways to snap out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and this doesn't mean, like, fight our minds either.
No.
Because then, like, people start, like, repressing things through that. That's not the idea either, right? But, like, you know, there's more to experience than just what's floating through our minds, mm-hmm. right? And that's, I think, the core of it here.
Exactly. What I like to do is I like to bring validation to exactly what it is, what I'm thinking, and kind of find the root of why I'm thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, you know, brings, you know, a reason to why I'm feeling that way. Like, say I'm feeling, I don't know, just, like, really hard on myself and, like, bad on my self-worth. And I'm like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Okay, maybe I'm, like, actually, like, really tired and exhausted. And for me, when I'm tired and exhausted, my brain just goes to, you're not good enough, you're not great, and stuff like that. Or maybe you're overrun and overworked and you're stressed and you have way too many things going on and you're being pulled in way too many directions and you don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I'm being, you know, fulfilled in each of the different things that I mm-hmm. put my time mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. So I need to, you know, maybe free up my schedule or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's part of, like, the cultivating that feeling of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And also going back to what we were saying before of, like, self-love being, like, what self-worth is built upon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I notice, this is my own coaching experience and my own, like, health journey, that if I feel tired and run down, burnt out, be it adrenal fatigue or just not eating well, I'm not sleeping well, I'm not drinking correct water, whatever it is, it's harder to, like, have our minds work for us because we may not have the energy to, like, follow through with our passions as well, right? And that alone can cause issues of self-worth. So I think that's something not to be neglected. I really do think, like, the nutrition part and the self-love is massive because, like, we can tell ourselves a lot of positive self-talk, but if we're not, like, taking care of ourselves, then our body's just not going to be able to, like, follow through with what the mind, like, wants, you know?
I can definitely relate to that. My schedule has been so crazy right now that my body is very fatigued.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a fun weekend.
I had really great time. It was worth it.
But, you know, the beautiful thing about this, though, is that if we live in a life of balance, we take care of what we got, then, like, things like this where we can just go out and party a bunch, have a lot of fun on the weekends, bounce back from, you know, and it's not getting...
So, some different scenarios where it's important to have self-worth. Kyle, go.
Relationships, work, dreams, passions.
Okay, so basically, there's different scenarios where it's really important to, you know, have a good abundance of self-worth, right? Relationships.
Oof, that's huge.
It's,
I mean,
huge.
How can you, even if you have, like, the perfect partner for you, if you doubt yourself and your ability to be a good, like, a lover, then...
Right?
Then,
it's just going to bring insecurities to the relationship. You're not going to, you know, trust them.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when you step out of love, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that feeling of love of, like, you know, just wanting the best for the another. And it's just a beautiful feeling. When you have all these, like, these self-doubts, like, floating through your mind. And this is definitely, like, a process I think most of us work through, right? Through relationships. But, like, that does get in the way of like a proper connection.
You know? Oh, 100%. Like, I like to say that you can only, you know, in a relationship, you can only receive the energy that you give out. Mm. Right? So, like, if I'm, you know, in a ball of anxiety and I don't trust the person and they don't, and like I have no self-worth, then I'm not gonna find someone, you know, who has like a higher level of all of those things of that than me. I'm just gonna attract someone else on that same wavelength.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually really, really true. And I think all these things are like layers that we have on top of us, like programming, all the limiting beliefs, all these anxieties and stuff that we peel away and we come closer to who we really are. And when we come closer to who we really are and start living from that place, that's when we start attracting people that are actually right for a deeper part of us.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful process. It takes a while.
Absolutely.
So shifting gears then, self-worth in work is massive.
It is massive.
Yeah, your ability to negotiate, to take on opportunities that you may have been afraid otherwise, to step up to different challenges that you may have been afraid of before.
Yeah, I remember when I first started working for Best Lifing, I was only working, doing like all of the social media. I was doing like, I don't know, 4 hours a week, doing like not a lot. And then I told Julia, I was like, hey, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm about to leave Best Lifing. I'm looking for a full-time job. And she was like, don't leave me. Why didn't you just ask me for a full-time job? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. So I started working full-time operations manager for Best Lifing. And in the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing. I was lost in the sauce. And I was just like depreciating my self-worth. I was like, I'm not good enough for this. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is so hard. I don't know what a P&L is. What does that even mean? And it like, it was really hard for a minute, I'm not gonna lie. But you know, the more I did it, and the like now, I don't know, I'm a year into Best Lifing, the more I did things, the easier it got. And now I'm just like, you know, my self-worth in my position at work is just like a lot higher because I know what I'm doing and I'm like not worried about it. But I remember in the beginning, I was a ball of, I don't know, it was a train wreck. It was pretty bad.
No, and it happens. I mean, you know, sometimes we like overwhelm ourselves and that happens. We try to find that middle place between challenge and like, you know, like not over, like wrecking ourselves, right? But still, like the having experiences and taking on experiences like this, it builds this inner like resolve and feeling of confidence that you can take on life and you can actually like excel and actually do well, right? And with that, I mean, it's directly tied into self-worth, right?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden you can like be like, yo, I can I'm capable of so much. Yes. So life becomes such an adventure too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. But it's a really good feeling when you do build that self-worth, right? Yeah. Especially at work.
Oof. It's massive.
Now I'm just like, oh yeah, do this or yeah, whatever. Yeah,
this lady exudes self-confidence like none other. It's like the second the camera turns on, she's just like,
that's a different scenario.
Different Emily right here.
That's a different scenario.
Yeah, but I'm out here like, yo, like, what's going on? Am I looking good? Like, what's
but okay, so shifting gears again, I think more than anything you do in life, having self-worth in, you know, your dreams and passions is really important. If you have something that you love to do, be confident about it, right? Or try to grow that confidence.
For sure. I like to look at, like, doubt as being poison often. Like, skepticism is something different. That's important to have. But doubt being poison, because that's just working against our own energies, right? And so, like, when we have big dreams of things we want to do, like constantly keeping that in mind, like we're capable of doing it and just trying. Doesn't, like, maybe we'll fall down, we'll get back up and stuff. But building that inner resolve and that self-worth and that confidence is what's going to allow us to actually manifest our dreams. Because otherwise, when we get faced with the big obstacles between us and our dreams, we're going to be like, I doubt myself. I'm not going to be able to take this on. But if we have built that through experience, through just doing things, some of these things become far more possible. And I think that's like one of the core things of Best Lifing, right? We build authentic self-confidence and self-worth, right? And so like these things, these dreams that people build and they want to tap into, through our process, like it just happens naturally, you know? really does. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
No, I completely agree. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things when it comes to self-worth is that, you know, your self-worth isn't dependent on what other people think about you, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You are the only one that can, you know, boost that in yourself. So don't, you know, go looking for validity in other people, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. that's really, first of all, it's not authentic self-worth. Like, yes, like we said before, a good ego boost is nice, but at the same time, you need to, you know, do it for yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that sense of devotion, mm-hmm. I think is quite nice. But yeah, I mean, when we get attached to, like, the approval of others, it's nice when it comes, and if we let it go, like, it's great, right? We can keep moving. But if we get attached to, like, wanting that constant approval, then we kind of, like, step out of being who we are, you know? We kind of, like, start molding ourselves to their expectations. And then now you're kind of, like, spreading your energies thin, right? And then you're not really centered in who you are, and that confidence starts to kind of dwindle away, you mm-hmm. know? So, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, like, how it must be being, like, super famous, right? And having to constantly play that mind game of, like, staying centered and, like, detached from all the glamour and attention you're getting, you know?
Right. Yeah. And we see all those, you know, celebrities going down the wormhole, which is really sad.
Yeah. Lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Come out the wormhole, a different person.
Yeah.
Shave their head, usually.
Shave their head. Oh,
leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, you know, I think more than anything, we need to realize that we are a lot more than just
these beliefs.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, going back to, like, us identifying with the contents of our minds, we're not our bodies, we're not our minds. When we are able to, like, look past that and still do things, like, show up for life, we begin to realize just how much vaster we are than our beliefs, right? And there's really no limit to how vast we are, right?
So true. So true. Well, Kyle, once again, thank you for joining me on this podcast. This was fun.
This was really fun.
Yeah. So cool. Oh, high five. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of The Best Lifing Show with the Unique Radio Station. We will see you next week. Bye.
Have a beautiful day.
Woo!
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed The Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.